might say, well, now that stove's very hot, so
watch out. Don't touch or something.
What about these games that children sometimes play, chase or something like that, and there's usually a place that you can run to and be safe? What did you call that?
Home, I guess. No?
A base.
Oh, well, you're saying baseball.
Mm-mm.
Home base?
No, just base.
Oh, really?
If you run to base, can't get you there?
Mm.
Or, say, if we are throwing a ball around, throw it to you, you're supposed to
catch it.
And the past of that would be
caught.
Or, say, if we were going to meet in town, I might say, well, if I get there first, I'll
wait on you.
If, say your husband had a hired man who just kept loafing around, and he might have to discharge him, he might say, well, looks like I'm going to have to get that man
rid of him.
And if the man comes back after he's fired him, he might say, oh, come on, just give me another
chance.
Say, somebody who, is always smiling and has a nice word for everybody, you'd say, well, old so-and-so sure seems to be in a good
mood.
Anything else you've ever heard for that?
Someone who's always like that, you used to say that they have a good personality or they're real, very friendly or something like
sunny
that.
Sunny disposition.
Something.
You ever heard people say, well, so-and-so's in mighty good humor today?
Oh, in a good humor, yeah.
What about, say a kid left his best pen out on his desk and when he came back it was gone, he might say, well, looks like somebody
stole it.
Or I might say something like, well, I had forgotten about that, but now I
remember.
Or say if you wanted to get in touch with somebody without phoning them, you might sit down and
write a letter.
And the past of that would be,
I wrote a letter.
And you have
written.
And what do you call yourself doing? It always comes up there. To the envelope after you've written the letter.
Lick it.
Well, and you write,
seal it. Oh, address it. Okay.
You might say, well, I'd like to write so and so, but I don't know his
address.
And after you write somebody, you might say, well, after I've gone to the trouble of writing him, I expect to get
an answer.
Or say if a little child has learned to whistle through his teeth and you wanted to know where he learned it, you might ask him, well, who, how to do that?
Taught you how to do that.
Have you ever heard of children call another child who's always running around and telling on other children anything in particular?
I'm tattletale.
Now, tattling and gossiping, is there any difference there to you?
Gossiping is just talking about somebody. Tattling is telling the authority what someone did wrong.
Let's see. What about these things that you might put in the vases around the houses?
Flowers?
Yeah. Are these things that children play with? You say they have a lot of
toys.
Ever heard toys called anything else?
Playthings.
Playthings. Ever heard it called play pretties?
Well, yeah, I have. I never have called it that, but that's I have heard it used.
Well, what about, say, if I have something that you need right now, you'd say, me that now.
Give me that now.
And the past would be, yesterday I
gave,
and I have
given.